Good morning, Robin. Today is Monday, 28th of May, and right now it's cloudy on 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast, with temperatures ranging from low of 29 to high of 36 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index of 43 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with winds from southwest at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on predicts overcast with southerly winds at 20 to 35 km per hour, and morning humidity on 71% will drop by noon on 55% and raise back up until evening. Moon is waxing crescent and 42% of it is illuminated. This morning we got Bridget with us from L'Avenir de Roville and Town Development Council, and she will share with us some updates. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Miriam. How are you? So what I wanted to share with you this morning is work L'Avenir is doing in terms of awareness building and communications at both local government level and central government level. A number of months ago, maybe 2 months ago, we did a regional planning workshop. It was a day where we had people from the collector's offices, the BDOs, and people in Oroville coming together to look at regional planning and how we can integrate together. And so that was quite successful a number of months ago. And then taking up on that, we're launching a Panchayat leadership and awareness course that will start on June 13th.
That course would be probably in Tamil, yeah?
It'll be completely in Tamil, although we will have English translation as well. The idea, it's an initiative with ourselves and Village Action, because Village Action are actually finding that most of the panchayats around really have very little awareness of Oroville and what's going on here. So this is an attempt to actually build awareness, to take them around Oroville, show them what we're doing, but very much talk from a planning point of view. It'll be a series of 4 days. The first one will be on June 13th, where they'll get an exposure trip in the morning to Oroville. And we have various speakers like Vadarajan and Manakshi talking on the ideals of Oroville. And then we'll have people that are working in the bioregion, Orovillians working in the bioregion, in outreach work, talking about their work. So in healthcare, in education, water as well. We'll have somebody with us from Water Harvest. And then, of course, Village Action with their extensive outreach program, a lot working with women's and men's groups. And they're particularly interested in self-help programs and income generation. So that will be the first day. And it's to give the panchayats a taste of Oroville. That day we'll have the MLA with us. We'll have people from the BDO block. And we'll have 12 of the panchayats and vice panchayats. Mr. Balabhaskar is actually going to officiate as well. So that'll be happening here in the conference hall on June 13th. And then we'll have 3 subsequent days after that where we'll go much deeper. The second time we're actually going to do an exposure trip to a panchayat very near Chennai. That's actually a model panchayat.
And the panchayats around us.
Yes. Uh-huh. On that second day, there'll be the panchayats will be coming. There's going to be maybe 20 to 30 people, and there will be people from Oroville as well going on the exposure trip together. And the idea is for us all to see this model panchayat and then see what we can do both within Oroville and the bioregion around. And then there will be 2 subsequent days where we'll actually plan together, integrated planning, what we can do together in terms of planning, how we can look at our water supply, which is so interconnected, how we can look at our food supply, what we in Oroville can do for the bioregion around, and also how the bioregion can link into Oroville as well. So those last 2 days are really looking at what we can co-create together. And the first day is an awareness, to try and bring awareness to what the vision of Oroville is. The second day to look at a model panchayat outside, and then the last 2 days on what we can co-create together. So, yeah, L'Avenir and Village Action are working on it together, and we're hoping to have some of the other working groups involved. For example, the working committee, which would be very important that they're actually involved, and maybe the land resource management team as well. So that's a plan at local government level. then we're actually organising something at central government level that I'm kind of really excited about. This is a, it was initially a seminar and exhibition on Orville in Delhi, in the Indian International Centre in Delhi, which is a very prestigious centre for culture in Delhi. And it's now, it's growing in the last couple of weeks, so they're now calling it an Orville Festival. It's going to start on September 14th and it'll run until the 21st. And the Indian International Centre in Delhi, this is their 40th, this year is their 40th birthday. So they actually invited Orville to profile themselves as part of this year. And Astor Patel has really been the driving force behind it. And they made contact with her over a year ago, and then there's been a team working behind the scenes since then to put it together. Sebastian and Anu are very much the creative force behind it.
But that is the festival, not only for the Orville, just we gonna introduce ourselves, yeah? It's an Indian festival.
It's a festival of Orville in the Indian International Centre. So the idea is to profile Orville to the wider Indian and mainly the Delhi scene, but it's to bring an awareness of Orville more on a national level. What's happening is on Friday the 14th there'll be an inauguration, and that at the moment, the event has been inaugurated by Dr. Karen Singh and Kapil Sibal, who is the Minister for HRD. They'll be officiating at the inauguration. It coincides with the last meeting of the governing board as well, so they will be having their last meeting here as well. That evening there'll be the screening of the film The City of Dawn, and then after that there'll be an open panel questions and answers session which Sebastian will actually moderate. Then on the September the 15th, which is the Saturday, there's an international seminar entitled Orville City for Transformation. And that will look at, there'll be an inaugural session, and then there'll be a series of round table talks on a world in transition, sustainable and ecological living. And we're also looking at the value and importance of the Orville experience. So that will go on all day on the Saturday, and then it will close in the Saturday evening with the recording of Nadika and Gopika doing a meditative ending. And then on the Sunday, we have a Sunday series of talks. They're going to be like a series of TED Talks, where different Orivillians will present their work and ideas. We're looking at a session on the city by Mr. Doshi Antoine, on environment by Joss, on economics by Jean-Yves and Uma, on scientific research by Hemant, educational research, Aloka, water management, Rebu, and integral healing by members of the Quiet Team. So that will go on all day Sunday, kind of snappy 9 to 18 minute talks, TED Talky style. And then in the evening, there's an evening session where Orville authors will talk. It'll be a writer's forum on being in Orville, being an author in Orville, and what that's like. And some of our published authors will actually speak at that. And while all of this is going on, there's an art exhibition running for the whole week. And also we'll have people like Mark will be there giving tastes of Orville food. And there will also be films running every day, constantly. There'll be a lot of films to show. So that's an initiative between Lavinier and Astor and this team to really try and bring Orville more to... at central level in India. So that will be in September.
But that will be huge, and I believe half of the Orville will be there.
There's a lot. I think we have at least 23 or 24 kind of between speakers and set-up people and at the moment, yeah. So it's a big thing. Yeah, so they're the two kind of main bits I'm working on at the moment. And, of course, the Lavinier... the reconstitution of Lavinier is very much in the air at the moment, and there's a series of meetings over Thursday afternoons that Elvira and the RAS team are actually coordinating, where we're actually talking about the next team and we're talking about key questions of planning that as a community we need to align around as well. So there's, and we had last week, people will have noticed in the news and notes and on Oranet, we've had quite a thought-provoking letter from Mr. Doshi as well, asking us key questions on how the city should be planned and community participation and the need to look at what Mother had envisioned for Oroville. So I think that was a very good document just to get us all thinking and
back on track.
Yes,
somehow.
Yes, exactly, yeah. So yes, so there's a lot going on at the moment as well as the usual day-to-day.
Half of the city's out.
Yeah, there's a lot out, but at the same time, it still feels fairly vibrant to me. So the kitchen is still busy, and
yes,
maybe that's
yeah.
their wonderful population of volunteers at the moment. I don't know, but it still seems that there's quite a bit of life around. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for today.
Thank you, Miriam.
The Oroville Council is updating the second batch of list of arbiters and would like to receive our feedback. These Orovillians will be asked to serve as a team of five to study and give conclusion in case of conflict that is beyond mediation, review of someone's status on the master list. And these people are Malenka from Creativity, Kripa from Sharanga, Isha, Rajiv, Alan B, Elamalai, and Partha. Oroville grown products available on our doorsteps, because Foodlink is now distributing our Oroville farm produces in many Oroville areas. The Oroville grown and fresh picked vegetables, fruits, eggs, as well as organic grain rice pools are available now at New Portus and at Portus Aspiration, which is open to all Aurelians, newcomers and guests with Orocard, but new it's a Foodlink Fresh, new building next to Nandini, open to all Aurelians, newcomers and guests with Orocard, from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also new is Sunlit Path Kiosk in Kotakarai Plaza near Kofu. It's open to all Aurelians, newcomers and guests. New Produce members can also purchase there with their scheme, but they are asking you to mention it when you sign. Prices are everywhere the same. The shops are not taking any margin for distributing Oroville grown products. Another way to getting Oroville farm products and supporting organic and sustainable farming is the Community Supported Agriculture, CSA, which was started 3 years ago by Solitude Farm and with the help of Foodlink. The CSA baskets are very appreciated and successful. With CSA, there is a close relationship between grower and consumer. And furthermore, there will be a campaign on food security called India for Safe Food in mid of June. They would like Oroville to participate actively in this event organized by India Organic Farming Association. And if you are interested to help, they're asking you to contact them on 9486144072 or go directly to them. Biodynamic compost creation happens every Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Vindara Farm, where they are doing compost in the best balanced way using the biodynamic techniques. They're asking you to come to the farm and learn by doing and help them to heal the Oroville soil. Oroville Bamboo Center runs many workshops throughout the summer months for visitors who book and pay for the courses. As a special offer, they would like to invite Orovillians and newcomers to join their workshops as a guest free of charge. But there are various conditions that they hope we would understand and agree to that it will follow. There are two workshops available on various dates. Bamboo construction consisted of 4 days and bamboo furniture of 3 days. They request people to phone and register for the workshop by calling 262-3806 and ask for Morgan. They will give you the dates on the availability of the workshop requested. Now let's go to announcements. And news and notes team will take 1 week break from today until Sunday, 3rd of June. And therefore, there will be no news issued on Saturday, 2nd of June. And no messenger service during that time. Cafeteria at Visitor Center will be closed from today and until Friday, the 1st of June for building works and break. They will reopen on Saturday, 2nd of June. But tea, juices and snacks will be available at the kiosk. Pizzas will be available again at cafeteria from Friday 15th. Gas service team informs us that the gas service will be closed on Thursday 31st of May for stock taking. Free store will also be closed from today onward until 12th of June for summer break. And Oroville vehicle service is closed from 2nd of June until 1st of July. But while Studio Cafe reopens today after the short summer break. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see an Indian action biography, Crime, Pan Singh Tomar, made in India in 2010 by director Tigran Chaudhulya. And tomorrow, at the same place and time, they will screen an Italian comedy drama, Nemmeno il Destino, A Stroke of Luck, made in Italy in 2009 by director Francesca Arcibugi. And Wednesday will be In the Spirit of Opera by Tosca from Giacomo Puccini, made in Italy in 1992 by director Brian Larch, with Placido Domingo and Catherine Malfitano. There is no distinction between the self and the spirit. The psychic is the soul that develops in the evolution. The spirit is the self that is not affected by evolution. It is above it, only it is covered or concealed by the activity of mind, vital and the body. The removal of this covering is the release of the spirit, and it is removed when there is a full and wide spiritual silence. Rocio Aurobindo in Letters of Yoga. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on aurobindoradio.org.